More fireworks at the UN Security Council Tuesday about Syria. Three resolutions were proposed, two by Russia and one by the U.S. None of them were passed. We bring you that session in its entirety here.
The 8,228th meeting of the Security Council is called to order. The provisional agenda for this meeting is the situation in the Middle East. The agenda is adopted. In accordance with Rule 37 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite the representatives of Canada, the Syrian Arab Republic, and Turkey to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. The Security Council will now begin its consideration of Item 2 of the agenda. Members of the Council have before them documents S/2018/175, S/2018/321, and S/2018/322. Which contain the texts of three draft resolutions, respectively. The Council is ready to proceed to the vote on the draft resolution contained in document S/2018/321, submitted by Canada, France, the Netherlands, Peru, Poland, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, Sweden, Turkey, and the United States of America. I will now give the floor to those members of the Council who wish to make statements before the vote. I give the floor to the representative of France.
Monsieur le Président.
President.
Depuis des années,
for many years now, this Security Council, as part of its responsibilities to maintain international peace and security, has been attentive to the issue of chemical weapons. After the chemical attacks in Ghouta in 2013, the Security Council adopted Resolution 2118, which provided for the complete dismantling of the Syrian regime's chemical arsenal. Russia, as a co-author of said resolution, stood as a guarantor of its implementation. Despite that guarantee, the Damascus regime has never abided by the obligations under Resolution 2118, and it has never given up, and we saw proof of that once again on the 7th of April this year, the use of chemical weapons targeting its own people. 5 years after this Council adopted Resolution 2118, we note that the issue of chemical weapons, generally speaking, is still, sadly, very topical. The pending vote will be our fourth meeting in less than a week on this same issue. Yesterday, we convened an urgent meeting of the Council following a fresh massacre using chemical weapons in Douma in Syria. The horrifying and abhorrent images have left us all shocked and appalled. Last month, we met to address the issue of the unacceptable attack that took place in Salisbury. Last year, we had successive meetings day after day following the terrible attack in Khan Sheikhoun. All of that to illustrate how the situation has evolved and how it has deteriorated. It also serves to underscore how serious this issue is for our common security. President, the use of chemical weapons is so abhorrent that it has been prohibited for almost a century now. And many years ago, the international community agreed to eliminate these horrific and barbaric weapons. The chemical non-proliferation regime that we put together so painstakingly together and that we strengthened together is one of the bedrocks of the system of collective security that we have established, which is at the very heart, in turn, of our own broader security system. And today, a threat looms large over it. We are faced with the cynical, barbaric, and unrestricted restrained use of chemical weapons targeting a civilian population. The attacks in Douma illustrated once again the abject brutality of the unwavering military strategy of the Syrian regime and the determination to pursue the military option at all costs. Such acts constitute war crimes. They could even constitute crimes against humanity. They open the door to a potential trivialization of the use of chemical weapons, tolerating the return of these agents of death and of fear. Would be to give a blank check to all those who seek to use them. Allowing people to use chemical weapons allows the genie of weapons of mass destruction out of the bottle, and weapons of mass destruction pose an existential threat to us all. Allowing this to go unnoticed and unreacted to would be a major threat to the international system that, as I said, we painstakingly work together to forge in terms of non-proliferation. The consequences would be horrendous, and we would all pay the price. And that is why we cannot accept sitting idly by. France will do all to prevent impunity when it comes to the use of chemical weapons, and it is in that understanding that we launched an international partnership last January. The death of the Jim last November, following a Russian veto wielded to protect the Assad regime, sent a dangerous signal of impunity. We have been deprived us of an essential deterrence tool. It left a vacuum which the Syrian regime has rushed to fill, and the atrocities of yesterday tragically remind us of that truth. The American initiative, which seeks to re-establish an independent mechanism based on a balanced approach and taking into account the concerns as flagged by each member of this council, would allow us to plug that vacuum. It would underpin the inquiry which has already been launched by the OPCW. The American initiative would also respect the essential criteria of independence. It would provide for no meddling of any kind. It would also underpin the requirement of impartiality, a principle to which all members of this council have said they are so attached. It would provide a mandate for the mechanism it creates to attribute responsibility for the attacks. Only the twinning of these two criteria, independence and an attributive responsibility mandate, would make the mechanism actually operational and viable, and thus in turn ensure that it acted as a deterrent. I would like to be crystal clear. In light of the seriousness of the attack that took place on the 7th of April, France will not accept any smokescreen. It will not accept any mechanism where there is no real independence or impartiality. We will not accept any window dressing. Having a genuine mechanism is something that the Security Council owes to the Syrian victims of the chemical attacks. It is also our responsibility before the entire international community, for the entire international family's security is threatened by the persistent use of chemical weapons by the Bashar al-Assad regime. President, given that this is an existential threat for each and every one of us, the fight against the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction must be, more than it has been in the recent past, at the very heart of the action and intention of the Security Council. If there is one area where the Security Council bears moral and political responsibility to come together as one and to act, it is on this issue, the non-proliferation of WMDs. If there is one area where the credibility of the Security Council is at stake and where we cannot engage in tactical games of one-upmanship, it is on this issue. This is an essential issue at stake. We cannot sit on our hands. We must act. We cannot allow the chemical non-proliferation regime, and with it our entire non-proliferation architecture, as well as the principles and values that underpin our action, to collapse and to dissolve before our eyes. This is a critical juncture. This is a moment of truth, the vote that we are faced with today. And so I would call upon each of members of the Security Council, speaking on behalf of France, to take proper stock of what is at stake here and to live up to their responsibilities and to thus vote in favor of the American draft resolution. I thank you. I thank the representative of France for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have reached a decisive moment as a Security Council. On Saturday, the first haunting images appeared from Douma in Syria. We gathered around this table yesterday to express our collective outrage. We then collectively agreed that this council must take steps to determine exactly what happened in Douma and to put an end to these barbaric attacks. The United States has put forward a resolution that accomplishes these shared goals. For weeks, we have been working with every single delegation on this council to develop a new attribution mechanism for chemical weapons attacks in Syria. We held open and transparent negotiations so every delegation could provide their input. And we went the extra mile for one council member. We adopted paragraph after paragraph of Russia's proposed resolution. We tried to take every Russian proposal that did not compromise the impartiality, independence, or professionalism of a new attribution mechanism. After the Douma attack, we updated our resolution with common sense changes. Our proposal condemns the attack. It demands unhindered humanitarian access for the people in Douma. It calls on the parties to give maximum cooperation to the investigation. And it creates the attribution mechanism that we worked so hard with each of you to develop. This resolution is the bare minimum that the Council can do to respond to the attack. The United States did everything possible to work towards Security Council unity on this text. Again, we accepted every recommendation that did not compromise the impartiality and independence of the proposed attribution mechanism. I want to say a brief word about Russia's resolution, which is also before us for a vote. Our resolutions are similar, but there are important differences. The key point is our resolution guarantees that any investigations will truly be independent. Russia's resolution gives Russia itself the chance to choose the investigators and then to assess the outcome. There is nothing independent about that. The United States is not asking to choose the investigators, and neither should Russia. The United States is not asking to review the findings of any investigation before they are final, and neither should Russia. All of us say we want an independent investigation. Our resolution achieves that goal. Russia's does not. This is not an issue that more time or more consultations could have resolved. At a certain point, you're either for an independent and impartial investigation, or you're not. And now that the Douma attack has happened, this is not a decision that we can delay any longer. The United States calls on all Security Council members to vote in favor of our resolution and to abstain or vote against the Russian draft. The Syrian people are counting on us. Thank you.
I thank the representative of the United States for her statement. I now give the floor to the representative of the Russian Federation.
Mr. President, the delegation of the United States today is once again trying to mislead the international community and is making yet one more step towards confrontation. By putting to a vote a draft resolution which does not have unanimous support of Security Council members. It is not true that almost all our requirements are taken in there. The text here is nothing else other than an attempt to recreate unchanged the former joint investigative mechanism of the, in the cases of chemical weapons use in Syria, the JIM. And Russia has underscored always that this approach will not be supported by us. The JIM became a puppet in the hands of anti-Damascus forces, covered itself with shame when it came up with proof of guilty verdict to a sovereign state without credible evidence. The American draft identically reproducing all of the flawed working methods of the former mechanism. The new mechanism would be carrying out the investigation the way it sees fit, without any kind of reference to the standards in the Chemical Weapons Convention. This has nothing to do with being independent, to the independent nature, which is something that lip service is being paid by the sponsors and their allies. And we do know what the price for such an independence is. This is anarchy and manipulation. At all of the stages of working on the American initiative, we have insisted that the Secretary General of the UN should select the staff for the investigative mechanism on the basis of maximally broad geographical representation, and then this is to be subsequently approved by the Security Council. Visiting the sites of incidents and strictly following the principle of sequential acts, whilst at the same time protecting the chain of custody of evidence, is not something that is optional. It has to be a mandatory working principles. The Security Council, through collective decisions, would be determine who is responsible for the use of chemical weapons on the basis of reliable evidence, the kind of evidence that would leave no doubt in the right conclusions being reached. Nothing along these lines is contained in the American draft. The authors know that this is at variance with the Russian position and that will not pass. Nonetheless, they very determinedly continue insisting on it. It is clear that the provocation step today has nothing to do with the desire to investigate what happened in Duma in Syria on the 7th of April. In order to have initial fact-finding, we do not need to have an attributive mechanism. Even if we can imagine an impossible situation that we pass a decision on its creation today, then in order to put the mechanism together and fine-tune its working, several months will be needed. And determining the guilty party is the end stage of a very long chain of actions. I want to once again publicly put the following question to you. Why do you need the mechanism? What do you need this for when you have already appointed the guilty party prior to the investigation? You do not need the investigation. You do not want to hear anything. You do not want to hear the fact that no traces of a chemical attack were found in Duma. You have simply been looking for a pretext all this time. And it has been very kindly provided by the provocateurs from the White Helmets.
This
is something along the lines of March Madness. Exactly a year ago, in April 2017, everything followed a very similar scenario. There was a chemical provocation, Гай Шихун, and then there was a missile strike. In actual fact, the authors are being driven by completely different priorities. They hope very much that the decision will not pass. This is what they want. And this is the fact that they will put in the general tally in order to justify the use of force against Syria. The Washington administration has for several days now been maintaining the international community in a state of tension whilst discussing the important decisions which are coming up. Yesterday, we heard the concern about the escalation going beyond Syria, which was expressed by the special representative of the Secretary General, Stefan de Mistura. And we also know that this is also very much a concern of the Secretary General of the UN. It is clear that the propaganda fire will once again will be aimed at Russia. My American colleague will very carefully count the number of Russian vetoes on Syria. We do not exclude the possibility that he has taken upon herself the capitalist commitment to make sure that through the reckless policy of the United States, she can establish her own personal record here. We are using the veto in order to protect the international rule of law, peace and security, to make sure that you do not drag the Security Council into your adventures. You do tell us that we are covering up for someone. We are in Syria at the invitation of the legal government in order to combat international terrorism in line with the UN Charter. Who do you cover up? You cover up the fighters and the terrorists. If you took the decision to carry out an illegal military adventure, and we do hope that you will come to your senses, well, then you will have to bear responsibility for it yourself. What you're trying to do is planting this resolution within the Security Council, something that has been on the shelf for a long time ago, in order to find a pretext. You have stated that unequivocally several times, stating that if the Security Council does not come up with a decision, you will make a decision of your own. Why are you determinedly trying to undermine the authority of the Security Council while pushing forward a resolution that we will not pass? And many told you about this yesterday during the consultations. We call upon the American side to very soberly approach the confrontational potential here, come to their senses, and give up putting the draft to the vote. Russia will not be able to support the American draft. Thank you.
I thank the representative of the Russian Federation for his statement. I shall first put to the vote the draft resolution contained in document S/2018/321, submitted by Canada, France, the Netherlands, Peru, Poland, Sweden, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, Turkey, and the United States of America. Will those in favor of the draft resolution contained in document S/2018/321 please raise their hand?
In contra.
Those against. Abstentions. The result of the voting is as follows. 12 votes in favor, 2 votes against, 1 abstention. The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council. I now give the floor to those members of the Council who wish to make statements after the vote. I give the floor to the representative of the United Kingdom.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This is a sad day for the Security Council. It's a sad day for the cause of universal norms and standards. And it's a sad day for the non-proliferation regime. But above all, it is a very sad day for the people of Douma, who now are without the protection that the international system was set up to provide for them. It is the fourth time in 6 days that the Council has discussed chemical weapons. Yesterday, 14 members of the Security Council called for an investigation. Several members called on the P5 to assume their responsibilities to uphold the universal prohibition on WMD. As a P5 member, the UK is ready to do that, was ready to do that, and was joined by France and the US. Conversely, by vetoing, Russia has crossed a line in the international order. And worse, if possible, history is repeating itself 1 year on from Khan Shekoun. Mr. President, Russia helped create the original independent investigation that attributed Khan Shekoun to the Syrian regime and concluded that sarin, which can only be developed by a state actor, had been used. But last autumn, Russia vetoed renewal of this mechanism on not one, but 3 occasions. The reason is clear. It is because Russia would rather cross the WMD line than risk sanction of its ally Syria. Instead, we are asked to believe that the Russian version of this latest attack should be the one that the Security Council believes. Mr. President, Russia is not authorized by the Security Council to carry out an investigation in Syria. Russia says there were no traces of a chemical attack. No traces were found by whom? I repeat, Mr. President, Russia is not authorized to carry out an investigation on behalf of the Security Council. We need an independent investigative mechanism for that purpose, and only that sort of mechanism can have the confidence of the Security Council and the confidence of the membership of the UN and the confidence of the people of Syria. Sadly, Mr. President, reports of chemical weapon attacks in Syria have continued since the original Russian veto in November. It's become very clear that Russia will do what it takes to protect Syria, whatever the compelling evidence of the crimes committed, and to shut down further investigation and discussion of those crimes. And this has come, Mr. President, at the cost of Russia's own obligations and credibility as a permanent member of this Council, as a state party to the Chemical Weapons Convention, and as a declared and supposed supporter of peace in Syria. The Security Council has been unable to act solely because Russia has abused the power of veto to protect Syria from international scrutiny for the use of chemical weapons against the Syrian people. Even today, Mr. President, there are open source investigations have located a chlorine cylinder, the same kind that the Jim has found that the Syrian regime used, atop a house in Douma full of dead bodies who clearly died from respiratory problems. I frankly doubt, Mr. President, that in 48 hours, Russia has verified all similar reports and can conclude that they are all fake. They are not fake, Mr. President. They need to be looked at and investigated by a proper independent mechanism, such as this Council was prepared today to pass. Mr. President, Russia's credibility as a member of the Council is now in question. We will not stand idly by and watch Russia continue to undermine global norms which have ensured all our security, including Russia's, for decades. As a P5 member, the United Kingdom will stand up for international peace and security. It's our moral duty, Mr. President. It is a matter of shame that Russia once again blocked a resolution. The Russian ambassador mentioned that it was not a question of counting the number of Russian vetoes. I beg to differ, Mr. President. To quote Lenin, quantity has a quality all of its own. Russia's actions today are a step against the rules and authority of the Security Council and the wider United Nations. They are a step against international peace and security and non-proliferation, and they are a step against humanity. Thank you.
I thank the representative of the United Kingdom for her statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of China.
Mr. President, China is highly concerned over reports that the use of chemical weapons have caused civilian death and casualties in Syria. We firmly oppose the use of chemical weapons by any country, organization, or individual under any circumstances. This has been the clear and consistent position of China. China supports the carrying out of a comprehensive, objective, an impartial investigation into the use of chemical weapons in Syria so as to achieve a result that is based on substantial evidence and can pass the litmus test of history and truth, bringing the perpetrators and the parties responsible for the use of chemical weapons to justice. Before this, there should be no prejudgment of the outcome or any arbitrary conclusions. The Security Council has a consensus on establishing a new mechanism of investigation and identifying the perpetrators regarding the chemical weapon attack in Syria. All parties of the Security Council should maintain united and insist that OPCW be the main channel for deep dealing with the Syrian chemical weapon issue in an effort to seek proper solutions through consultations. The draft resolution that has just been put to vote at the Security Council had elements of consensus, such as condemning the chemical weapons attacks in Syria, on establishing a new mechanism of investigation and urging all parties to cooperate with the investigation. However, on some specific measures, it does not take full in consideration of major concerns of some Security Council members on improving working method of the investigative mechanism. And in light of the above, and in light of our long-standing position on the question of chemical weapons in Syria, China has abstained in the voting on the draft resolution. Mr. President, currently, the issue of Syria is at a critical stage. China remains highly seized of the situation and is deeply concerned over the development on the ground. China always calls for respecting the sovereignty, independence, unity, and territorial integrity of Syria, insist on seeking a peaceful solution to the dispute. We oppose use force or threat to use force in international relations. We advocate any action should be taken in accordance with the UN Charter. The international community and all parties should stand firm on the main direction of seeking a political solution to the question of Syria, step up its support to the main channel of mediation by the United Nations, push for all Syrian parties based on the principle of Syrian-led and Syrian-owned in accordance with the Security Council Resolution 2254 to look for a political solution to the question of Syria. China is ready to work with all parties in an effort to push for a political solution to the question of Syria. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of China for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Côte d'Ivoire.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Monsieur le Président.
Mr. President.
La délégation ivoirienne a voté en faveur du projet de résolution initié par les États-Unis pour deux raisons principales. La première, elle estime que ce projet est conforme aux conventions de la Côte d'Ivoire selon lesquelles toute utilisation ou recours aux armes chimiques en temps de guerre, tout comme en temps de paix, doit être condamnée et requérir des enquêtes and
be followed by an investigation order to determine those responsible in order to bring them to account. On this, the draft submitted by the U.S. expresses very clearly the determination of the international community to see the perpetrators of the chemical attack identified and prosecuted and make sure that they're answerable for their acts. The second reason is as follows. Côte d'Ivoire considers that this text provides guarantees as regards the credibility of outcome which would come out of an investigation. This makes sure that they will not be subject to any political influence and leaves it to the professionalism of experts, to their independence and impartiality of the mechanism in question. Mr. President, by voting on this resolution, we wanted to show our solidarity with the Syrian victims who are living the suffering of a long-running war, and we wanted to contribute to the preservation of international peace and security. Unfortunately, we note that the division within the Council was such that we couldn't pass the American resolution, which we very much regret. It is time to make efforts in order to bring unity into the Council if we want truly to work for international peace and security. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Côte d'Ivoire for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Poland.
Thank you, Mr. President. The use of chemical weapons is a serious atrocity, which may amount to crime against humanity and war crime. Accountability for such acts is a requirement under international law and is central to achieving sustainable peace in Syria. The draft resolution presented by the United States addressed the most pressing needs related to those to the use of chemical weapons in Syria, including the role of the OPCW and its fact-finding mission, securing humanitarian access, and last but not least, creating a new, truly independent and impartial accountability mechanism. We thank the American delegation for their ongoing leadership in negotiations. We appreciate their flexibility and fully understand and share rationale behind putting this text to vote today. Mr. President, due to the veto of the Russian Federation, Security Council failed today yet again to establish an accountability mechanism. By this act, Russia undermined the ability of the Council to fulfill its primary responsibility under the UN Charter to maintain international peace and security. We are disappointed that for some states, political alliances and calculations proved to be more important than the necessity to end horrors of civilian population and unacceptable loss of human lives in Syria. Mr. President, Poland supports the Commission of Inquiry on Syria, international impartial and independent mechanism to investigate international crimes in Syria, Partnership Against Impunity, and other instruments that may facilitate bringing perpetrators of chemical attacks to justice. We will join all genuine efforts leading to that goal. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Poland for his statement. Then I give the floor to the representative of the plurinational state of Bolivia. Thank you very much, President. Bolivia reiterates its categorical and unequivocal condemnation of the use of chemical weapons or the use of chemical agents as weapons. As such, use is an unjustifiable act and a criminal act, irrespective of where it is carried out, by whom it is carried out, or when it is carried out, given that the use of these agents or these weapons constitute a serious crime under international law and a threat to international peace and security. There can never be any pretext for their use, irrespective of the circumstances and irrespective of whom uses these weapons or agents. We wish to underscore once again the need to maintain unity here within this Council in order to ensure that those who have used chemical weapons are held to account before the courts of justice in order to ensure that they do not go unpunished for their actions. Against that backdrop, we reiterate our support for the work being carried out by the OPCW and its fact-finding mission, so that, in line with their mandates, the fact-finding mission can comply with the task conferred upon it and can carry out its work in the most methodical, technical, and credible way, assisted via an independent, impartial, thorough and conclusive investigation. We reiterate categorically that the work of an investigation mechanism is vital for accountability for these terrible acts. And for that purpose, said mechanism needs to be independent, impartial and representative so that it can undertake a transparent, impartial, thorough, credible and conclusive investigation. And to achieve all of that, there is a major challenge and responsibility that we all bear, that of not politicizing or exploiting for our own purposes this Security Council. President, my delegation voted against the draft resolution submitted by the United States of America. Firstly, because we regret that once again a resolution was put to a vote when we already knew in advance that it would not be voted for by the Security Council. As a whole. Also, because there have been a series of threats of use of force. There have been threats of unilateral action, which as a course of action, runs directly counter to the provisions of the Charter of the United Nations. Orbis further explains our vote against. We reject the use of unilateral actions. I wish to state that loudly and clearly here once again, because all military unilateral action which does not enjoy the backing of this Security Council is entirely illegal and contravenes the principles and provisions of the Charter of the United Nations. Moreover, any unilateral military action undermines the sovereignty and the territorial integrity in this particular instance of the Syrian Arab Republic. And any unilateral military action does not just affect the stability and smoothness of the political process, but also the agreements that have been forged under the umbrella of the United Nations. Thank you very much. I thank the representative of Bolivia for his statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of the Netherlands.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, in my statement yesterday, I urged this Council not to stand idly by and to watch as a spectator while chemical weapons were being used in Syria. In our opinion, this Council should act, should condemn, should protect, and should hold to account. These elements are all reflected in the draft resolution put forward by the United States. And that is why the Kingdom of the Netherlands voted in favor of this draft resolution. We thank the U.S. delegation for the drafting of the text. We appreciate earlier rounds of negotiations and the flexibility displayed on occasions of yesterday's late-night round. With others, we are extremely disappointed that an attempt to set up an effective mechanism of attribution on the use of chemical weapons has failed once again. Today we witnessed the 12th Russian veto on Syria overall, including 6 pertaining to chemical weapons. As I said yesterday, if you claim that the chemical weapons attack in Syria is a fabrication, do not veto this resolution. By vetoing this resolution, the Russian Federation assumes a heavy responsibility, a responsibility for continued impunity for the horrible use of chemical weapons in Syria. Because of this permanent member, this Council is not even able to condemn the use of chemical weapons attacks last weekend in Douma, an attack where the White Helmets once again demonstrated their unwavering commitment to their life-saving work in the most difficult circumstances. Mr. President, as to the draft resolution proposed by the Russian Federation, the Kingdom of the Netherlands will vote against. This draft falls short in every possible way. It seems that the Russian Federation is not able to support an independent, impartial investigative mechanism. It seems it can only accept a mechanism in which itself can decide when, where and how and by whom the investigation will be conducted, leaving the mandate to attribute to this Council subject to its veto. Mr. President, this cannot be the end of this. The Security Council cannot remain passive in the face of these atrocities committed in Syria. We must continue to work for an effective attribution mechanism inside and outside of this Council. Mr. President, impunity cannot prevail. Thank you.
I thank the representative of the Netherlands for his statement. The Council is now ready to proceed to the vote on the draft resolution contained in document S/2018/175 submitted by the Russian Federation. I now give the floor to those members of the Council who wish to make statements before the vote. I give the floor to the representative of the Russian Federation.
Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, before I speak to this resolution, I would like to say that I'm very happy that my British colleague does know the classics of Marxism-Leninism. This is not surprising because both Marx, Engels and Lenin were frequent visitors to London. Marx is buried in London, but I wanted to propose yet another quote from Lenin, which at one point wrote a work which is called It's Better to Have Less, But Better.
Mr. President, in November last year, the OPCW-UN Joint Mechanism on Investigating the Use of Chemical Weapons in Syria, after it ended, Russia was in the vanguard of efforts in order to fill the gap that arose. We wrote out a draft resolution, Security Council draft resolution on that, which on the 23rd of January was submitted to the colleagues for their consideration. The Western camp immediately was up against it because our text, what we did was we did away with the loopholes which allowed to manipulate the investigation, as was the case with the joint investigative mechanism, and which was the reason for its premature demise. To manipulate the investigation, therefore, and give complete control over it to the opponents of Damascus. Let me underscore that we didn't invent anything new in our concept. We just brought the principles of the work of the new mechanism in line with the standards of the Chemical Weapons Convention. We now have a real opportunity to create a truly independent and impartial working mechanism, which would help the Security Council to identify those responsible for the use of chemical weapons in the context of the conflict in Syria. And all that is needed for that is to vote for our draft resolution. And we call upon members of the Security Council to do just that. Thank you.
I thank the representative of the Russian Federation for his statement. I shall now put to the vote the draft resolution contained in document S/2018/175, submitted by the Russian Federation. Will those in favor of the draft resolution contained in document S/2018/175 please raise their hand?
In contra.
Those against? Abstentions? The result of the voting is as follows. 6 votes in favor, 7 votes against, 2 abstentions. The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council. I beg your pardon. The draft resolution has not been adopted, I beg your pardon, having failed to obtain the required number of votes. I now give the floor to those members of the Council who wish to make statements after the vote. I give the floor to the representative of the United Kingdom.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. As I've taken the floor once today, I will be brief. In respect of Karl Marx, I think he must be turning in his grave to see what the country that was founded on many of his precepts is doing in the name of supporting Syria by condoning the use of CW on Syrian territory. Mr. President, we voted against for a number of reasons. The Russian text is a distraction. It had lain dormant around the Council for weeks. There was no attempt to meet other Council members' concerns in the drafting of it, unlike the US text, which, Mr. President, had adapted its original preferences precisely in order to try and meet those of the Russian Federation and others. And the Russian text does nothing to bring a political process any closer. Specifically, Mr. President, it moves the parameters on access and it imparts a quasi-judicial standard beyond reasonable doubt. This is inappropriate, Mr. President, for the type of investigation the Council wishes to establish. if the Russians wanted a criminal investigation, they can always suggest that we refer the matter to the ICC. Furthermore, Mr. President, there is selective quoting of the CWC to undermine the joint investigative mechanism, and there is selective approach to OPCW's parameters. But above all, Mr. President, the text is unacceptable because it seeks to assert that sovereign states are above international law and international norms. This is breathtaking, both in its arrogance and its ignorance, and for that reason alone, if not the others, Mr. President, we could not support it. Thank you.
I thank the representative of the United Kingdom for her statement, and I now give the floor to the representative of the United States.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yesterday, I said that history will record this moment when we either lived up to our responsibility as a Security Council or showed our complete failure to protect the Syrian people. Today, we have our answer. The votes have been cast. The record will show that today, some countries decided to stand up for truth, accountability, and justice for the Syrian people. Most countries saw the horror that took place in Douma last weekend at the hands of the Assad regime and realized that today was a time for action. Month after month, the Assad regime, with full support of Russia and Iran, has strung along this council. They ignored our calls for a ceasefire. They ignored our calls for political dialogue. They ignored our calls for deliveries of humanitarian aid. They ignored our calls to stop using chemical weapons, weapons that are universally banned from war. And then last weekend, the Assad regime forced a moment of reckoning on all of us by gassing people of Douma. The United States and the countries that joined us today could not allow this attack to go unanswered. The record will not be kind to one permanent member of this council. Unfortunately, Russia has chosen the Assad regime again over the unity of this council. We have said it before that Russia will stop at nothing to shield the Assad regime. And here is our answer. Russia has trashed the credibility of the council. They are not interested in unity or compromise. Whenever we propose anything meaningful on Russia, Russia vetoes it. It's a travesty. They have now officially vetoed resolutions that would hold these barbaric uses of chemical weapons attacks by Assad 6 times. It did not need to turn out this way. For weeks, the United States has led transparent, good-faith negotiations with all Security Council members to establish an attribution mechanism for chemical weapons in Syria. We started from a simple premise that every council member would want to know who was responsible for using these barbaric and illegal weapons. We did everything to accommodate Russia's views. Russia surprised us with a proposed resolution calling all of us into the Security Council and handing out a draft on the spot. After hearing widespread concerns about their draft, Russia moved ahead anyway, accommodating no one's views. We could have done the same thing, but instead, we tried to take as much as we could from Russia's draft while maintaining an impartial and independent process. We were negotiating in good faith. Many aspects of our resolutions were similar. Russia said investigators should have safe access to the places where chemical weapons were used. We agree. Russia said they wanted an impartial, independent, and professional investigation. We agree. Russia said that the investigators should be recruited on as wide a geographical basis as possible. We agreed. Russia said they wanted reports on the activities of non-state actors involving chemical weapons, even though this sounded to us like an attempt to distract from the Assad regime. We included Russia's request. We even gave our mechanism the name Russia wanted, the United Nations Independent Mechanism of Investigation. There were really only 2 key differences between our draft and Russia's. But those differences speak volumes. First, Russia wanted to give themselves the chance to approve the investigators who were chosen for the task. And second, Russia wanted to have the Security Council assess the findings of any investigation before any report was released. Does any of that sound independent or impartial? So Russia's proposal wasn't about an independent and impartial investigation at all. It was all about protecting the Assad regime. This is a sad day. The United States takes no pleasure in seeing Russia exercise its sixth veto on the issue of chemical weapons in Syria. Just last week, we hoped that the one-year anniversary of the Khan Shaykhun attack might be the start of a renewed partnership to combat chemical weapons. But these deadly weapons have been used on Syrian families again. And when the people of Douma, along with the rest of the international community, looked to this council to act, one country stood in the way. History will record that. History will record that on this day, Russia chose protecting a monster over the lives of the Syrian people. Thank you.
I thank the representative of the United States for her statement.
You're listening to Weekday World on CPR.